What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this March 3rd. It's 2025. It's March 3rd. I was just saying it's January. I was just saying last week, hey, welcome to another hour. It's February something. And now it's already March? Oh my gosh. I know I say this every year. A lot of us probably say this every year, but it seems like the year is going so quickly. Everything is happening so fast. Is it really? Or is it just us? I mean, time's speeding up. Maybe we get older, things happen quicker. I don't know, but I can't believe I'm sitting here today and it's already March 3rd. At least in the month of March, we have so much sports action. I know we got action around the world, but I'm not here to talk about things around the world. I'm not here to talk about award shows, specifically one that a lot of you watched last night. I am not into award shows. The only award show that I'm into is one that's going to judge girls, 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 girls. And that's about it. Like Miss America, Miss Universe, that kind of stuff. But giving out awards for songs and movies, I don't watch movies. Some of you might find that weird, but I would rather watch sports. I would rather do something on my phone. When I watch a movie every now and then, like, I enjoy it, but getting me to sit down or lay down and watch a movie is very difficult because I got this hockey game on, I got this tennis match on, maybe there's a football game on, maybe there's a basketball game on, we got a baseball game on. Like a movie? Nah. Just really not into movies. But we don't have to worry about movies in March because we got madness going on. The only month that matches March, and I think it might be a little bit better than March, just a little bit, and that's October. In October, we get the baseball postseason. In other words, you get to see teams other than the Miami Marlins. Although a couple of years ago, I was introduced to the best cheesesteak on planet Earth because the Marlins were in Philadelphia, and I went to Angelo's, phones open at 11, and I hate bringing it up because then I get hungry and I want a cheesesteak and nothing matches Angelo's in Philadelphia. I posted on my Twitter feed earlier this morning a bracket. I got a hold of an American Airlines bracket. I found it. They're having some tournament. They're calling it March Mapness. And they have four cities, the best spring break, four cities the best for Florida beaches, four cities for Caribbean pleasures. Pleasures can be defined a few different ways. And then four cities for a solo weekend. And I'm thinking to myself, solo weekend. Where would you go for the weekend solo? Their four cities were Denver, San Francisco, Seattle, and Mexico City. I'm like, wait a minute. How does Medellin not make the tournament? The only thing I could think of is the tournament would have been over before it started if they included Medellin. Why would you pick anything else? So if you're looking to go somewhere for spring break or a solo weekend, Medellin, that's the spot. That's where it's all happening. And I'm telling you, you know me, I'm in Medellin all of the time. I don't work for the tourism board, nothing to that extent. I just keep it 100 with all of you, and that is the place to go. Maybe you can even watch some of the NCAA tournament in Medellin, although chances are you probably wouldn't be doing that. You would have your own different type of March Madness. But for those of you that are into the NCAA tournament, we got that. the conference tournament starting up. Then we'll have Selection Sunday. Remember, we were all excited. Where's UM going to go? Where's FAU going to go? Now, South Florida college basketball, not a ton of excitement, but people across the country, they're very much into the NCAA tournament. People in Florida are also into it. That is part of the country. And with the Hard Rock Bet app, people are even more into it, or they're going to be into it now, and they never were before. I used to do brackets all of the time. I don't mind doing this American Airlines bracket, but I used to do the bracket for March Madness, of course. Office pools, friends, do something online, Yahoo, whatever it is. Sometimes you wager some money. Sometimes you just do it to win a prize. I don't do brackets anymore, though. I haven't filled out a bracket, at least an NCAA bracket. I haven't filled one out for a few years. And I think the reason for that is because when you have wagering, what's the point of filling out a bracket? I get it if you're not wagering on games, but if you're wagering on them, it's like during the Super Bowl. I had people over during the Super Bowl. I'm live betting on the Super Bowl. I've got wagers in before the Super Bowl started. And some people are like, oh, are we going to do squares? And I'm thinking to myself, I'll donate some money and like just, okay, I'll pick some squares, but I don't even care about the squares. Squares are so random. If I can use my intelligence and wager on something, why would I do a Super Bowl square? So I was part of the Super Bowl squares just because I didn't want to be that guy that was holding up everybody from doing the squares. So I put in like $20, $40, whatever it was. But when you got the app and you could just do that from your house live and with March Madness, it's incredible. It just blows the bracket away, at least for me. I mean, I'm here to tell you about what I'm doing and what I'm thinking. For some of you, you might enjoy doing both. And if you don't wager, that's fine. Not everybody wagers. I'm not telling you you have to wager. If you don't, then you enjoy the bracket. Not trying to take fun away from a bracket. I'm just saying if you're doing like live wagering and real money, then what's the point of having a bracket? Plus, I always stunk at brackets. That was probably the biggest reason. I never filled out a decent bracket. I don't know why. I don't follow a whole lot of college basketball, but I don't even know if it matters if you follow a whole lot of college basketball. You'll hear like, oh, Donna at the office. She's never watched a second of college basketball. She's got the lead in the bracket. I just remember when doing brackets, it wasn't about who was atop the leaderboard. That was sort of irrelevant. It had to do with the most possible points you could get. Because you could be atop the leaderboard, but you can only get a certain amount of points more because your teams are out. So it's more about your teams that could possibly rack up a ton of points later on and you're in the middle of the pack. That's the only thing I really remember about brackets, and I never won a bracket in the I don't know how many years I was doing it. But brackets aren't the only reason why March is so exciting. We got hockey going on. We got basketball going on in the NBA. We got baseball season starting up. Spring training, that's going on right now. But the months and months of waiting for baseball season to return, those 162 games that we get, game number one comes up this month. Finally, we're in the month where baseball season begins, which is awesome. That means the Yankees buffet opens up at Yankee Stadium, that Legends buffet with all you can eat lobster tails and everything else. Oh, I cannot wait. I wish I could say that for the Marlins in Lone Depot Park. You know, on this show, I talk about sports, of course. I talk about travel. I talk about many things, including food. We all have to eat, so you can relate to food. The food at Lone Depot Park in their club area, it's not bad. It's decent. I'd almost say it's pretty good. I've been in there before. They've upgraded it. When Jeter was around, it was finger food. Oh, you can only take one at a time. Like, what is that? They didn't have real plates. It's just like samples. Now they've improved it. And when I was there last year, it was really good. But it's not the Legends Buffet at Yankee Stadium. And you're not paying the price that you would pay for the Legends Buffet. You don't just pay for the buffet. You're paying for a seat that comes with the buffet. I'm assuming part of that ticket, it's got to be about $175, $200 that they charge in that ticket for the Legends Buffet. And at Lone Depot Park, maybe it's more around $60 or $70, which is still a lot. Previously, it was probably like $30. I don't know what it is with the Panthers. Their food is not so great. It's okay. The food at Lone Depot Park in the club area is better. So I say all of that because I wish I could get so hyped up to go to a Marlins game. But I can't. Number one, because it's not the Legends Buffet with all you can eat lobster tails. Number two, nobody really gets excited to go see the Marlins because you don't even know who some of the players are, or most of the players, you don't even know who they are. And then thirdly, is that a word, thirdly? The atmosphere at the ballpark is nothing like the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium. Opening day is one thing, but any other day, that's another. I know they had the bananas in action this past weekend. I saw some video clips. Friends went to the games and, you know, it's a cool atmosphere. The players are dancing. They're doing all sorts of things on the field with the crowd as well. Very interactive. The umpires. That's a show. That's entertainment. The Marlins, like, they're legitimately trying to win baseball games, and unfortunately they're going to lose a lot more than they win. Not that I want them to. I wish they would shock the world and win 100 games. But there's a lot of other things that I wish would happen. I wish I could win the Powerball. I don't even care what the jackpot is. Just win the Powerball. I probably have as good of a shot of winning the next Powerball drawing than the Marlins do of having 100 wins this season. Actually, I might have a little better chance of winning Powerball. So we got baseball starting. We got March Madness with the NCAA tournament. We got the Panthers approaching the trade deadline. More moves will be made. I think another big move is coming. The Panthers already made one. The Miami Heat, that trade deadline is already done and over with in the NBA. They just are who they are. Not so aggressive. Their season, it got derailed with Jimmy, and now the Heat, we'll just wait to see what happens with them in the offseason, because this current season, forget about it. What about some of these moves that have been made, though, especially the one in the National Hockey League with the defending Stanley Cup champions? When one of our teams makes a move, the Dolphins, you think, eh, Chris Greer, I don't know, you don't really trust him, do you? When the Heat make a move, well, Pat Riley, I mean, look at the amount of rings Pat Riley has. You got to trust him. Do we? You take a look at the Marlins, like, you don't even dissect it. Okay, they're just trying to get prospects. Although 2 years ago, they did make some moves at the trade deadline. But what about the Florida Panthers when they make a move? Because they won the Stanley Cup, do we automatically just say, we got to trust them? I got my opinion on that. And I'm going to tie in our other teams as well. But I can't do that. I can't even give you my opinion. I can't do anything else until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
In Zito, we trust. Is that true? Do you trust Bill Zito? If you're tuning in right now and you're like, who is Bill Zito? Well, come on. Bill Zito, the general manager of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Do you trust him? Whatever Bill Zito does, you stand behind. He knows what he's doing. I 100% trust any deal he makes. I'm not saying that as a statement. I'm saying that as a question. Is it legit to maybe wonder if Bill Zito made a good move or not? The Panthers won the Stanley Cup. I was there. Game 7 was unbelievable. But because they won the Stanley Cup, are you allowed to question a move? Or you can't? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to get a gauge of this in all seriousness. Because the Panthers won, does that mean no matter what Bill Zito, the Panthers GM, does, fans have to get behind it? They have to say this move is good. I actually think it's a debate. Legitimately, I do believe it's a debate. Success and championships, winning a lot, great moves, that does build trust. Take a look at Pat Riley. Pat Riley has double-digit rings. He's brought rings to South Florida. Throughout his time in Miami, is Pat Riley immune to you from making mistakes? Is there like no way Pat Riley can make a bad roster decision? There are people who, when Pat Riley makes a trade, they'll say he's the godfather. In Riles, we trust, no matter what. Terry Rozier comes to Miami. In Pat, we trust. Jimmy Butler is gone. Andrew Wiggins is here. In Pat, we trust. And this all leads me to the move that the Panthers made just a couple of days ago. The Panthers acquired Seth Jones, a defenseman, from the Chicago Blackhawks. The Panthers get him. They give Chicago a first-round pick and Spencer Knight, which, by the way, means when the national anthem is done at the arena, fans no longer can yell out Knight because Knight is no longer on the team. No matter which way you slice it, it's a big move. The Panthers are bringing in a 5-time All-Star. Seth Jones is a little older. He does have a longer contract. There were some reports of attitude issues in Chicago. Florida deals away Spencer Knight, who was supposed to be the goaltender of the future. The Panthers invested a bunch in him, not just money, but resources, training. He had some personal issues. The Panthers stood by his side. And Sergei Bobrovsky, he's great, but he's no kid. The Panthers hope they can get a few more great years out of Bob, maybe 2 or 3 more cups. But as far as the insurance policy goes, Bob isn't himself. Well, then what do you do? Here's the thing. Part of the Panthers' calculation is a belief in their organization. They put a heavy emphasis on goaltending. They have a specialist at the position, Roberto Luongo. They develop goalies. They train them. the Panthers, they really want elite goaltending. And you could say, well, all teams want elite goaltending. Yeah, you want it, but the Panthers like actually put something into it. And they put it on the ice. That's what they have in Bob. So with this move, either the Panthers have someone else in the pipeline who they like, or they just believe in the structure itself, they believe in the organization itself, that they'll be able to draft and develop and be able to find the next great goaltender. This move, though, it wasn't really made with that in mind, at least the number one thing in mind. The Panthers here didn't take a small swing. They took a big one. They were bold. They're coming off of a Stanley Cup title. And they just made a move for a defenseman who at least used to be really good, may still be really good. It's just hard to tell because he was playing on a terrible hockey team in the Chicago Blackhawks. When I look at this move, I question it only because it's hard to tell if Seth Jones is still really good. And if he's not, look at what you just gave up. You gave up Spencer Knight. You gave up a first round pick. And Seth Jones' contract is for another 4 or 5 years. But at least the Panthers continue to swing. The easiest thing for them to do would be, okay, we're basically just going to run it back. This group was good enough to do it last season. Yeah, we're going to lose a couple of guys because of finances. Ryan Lomberg went and got his payday. He came back this past weekend, and the crowd went nuts. You can't keep them all, but let's keep the main core intact. That's the easy thing to do. What Bill Zito is doing, and he's not done, he's saying we're going to swing big here. Right now, before the trade deadline on Friday, we're going to be swinging. This isn't just a one-time thing. It's an always thing. We're never going to rest. We are constantly going to improve this hockey team. And while the Panthers haven't come out and said it, because of course they wouldn't, it's hard to believe that they would not, with some financial help now by putting Matthew Tkachuk on the long-term injured reserve, it's hard to believe that the Panthers would not go after a top talent forward. And I really do believe they're going to do that. The Panthers are not done. This isn't just, okay, we're trading Spencer Knight in a first-round pick for Seth Jones. We're getting another defenseman. There's definitely more coming. And Bill Zito, when he spoke a little while ago, he and Seth Jones were made available to the media. Zito said something a little bit different than what head coach Paul Maurice said just a week ago when it comes to Tkachuk. Zito said, we hope. He didn't say it like that. He said, we hope to get Matthew back for the playoffs. That doesn't sound too promising. From what I understood last week, Tkachuk is going to be out quite some time, like maybe second round of the playoffs, if any playoffs at all. So I don't know the exact timeline. I don't know when or if Tkachuk will be coming back at all this season, playoffs or definitely not regular season, but at any point in the playoffs. The only thing I can tell you, regardless of that, now it just makes it easier. The Panthers need to go out, and I'm sure they will, and acquire a big-time forward, a top-line forward, and maybe even a second or third-line forward as well. Zito's going in for another Stanley Cup championship. if the Panthers do get to the Stanley Cup final, that would be 3 years in a row. Out of all the teams we got in South Florida, the Panthers, they're our best hope. Some of you might say, oh, well, Inter Miami and Messi. First of all, that's not one of the four major sports. And second of all, look at what happened last season. So good, and then first round, they're out. Kind of like me at my poker tournament last week. First round, I was out. Somebody was lucky enough, though, to knock me out and get those two front row seats on the glass to go see the Florida Panthers in action this week, courtesy of 1-800-ALL-COMP, the Workers' Comp Legal Center. My next poker tournament will be later on this month, in a couple of weeks from now. Actually, gosh, it's coming up so quickly. 2 weeks from tomorrow, it'll be here. But you don't need to wait until my tournament takes place in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. They got tournaments going on every single day, cash games as well. For all of the event information, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. They've got their World Poker Tour main event and the Poker Showdown happening in the ballroom area later on this month. I'm looking forward to that. There's so much action. Ships are flying around. There's a lot of money up for grabs. Get in on the action in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Take a look at what the Miami Heat did before the trade deadline. That was kind of mandatory. Take a look at what the Florida Panthers have started to do, at least as of now, before the trade deadline. And like I said in the previous segment, I think there's going to be more coming. Some of you will trust Pat Riley with the Heat. Some of you will trust Bill Zito with the Panthers. Who deserves that trust? Think about this. Look at what happened when Bill Zito came in for Dale Tallon, who we had always heard, oh, Dale's got all this history with the Blackhawks organization. Please, that was a big-time failure. Dale might be a great guy, but that did not work out. Finally, ownership had the balls to go ahead and say, Dale, you're done. We're hiring Bill Zito. So Bill Zito, he comes in, and the Panthers make a blockbuster deal. I believe it was on a Saturday night, late night, like 10 p.m. We find out that the Panthers are trading Jonathan Huberdeau, who was loved amongst the fan base. They traded Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar for Matthew Tkachuk. When that deal happened, I said, I love this deal immediately. Without seeing Tkachuk in a Panthers uniform yet, I just love the deal because the Panthers weren't doing anything with Huberdeau and Barkov together. Sure, it was great. Wow, Huberdeau, but they weren't doing anything. Matthew Tkachuk was just going to bring a different vibe, a different feel to this team. Bill Zito pulled the trigger on that deal, and I personally immediately loved it. Then he signs Matthew Tkachuk long-term. Maybe some people, Panthers fans, were like, what are you doing here? I mean, Huberdeau was so critical to everything this team did. But look, the deal happened. I loved it at the time, and in the end, it was a fantastic deal. This one with Seth Jones, like I said, at the time, I loved the Tkachuk deal the minute it happened. This one, I'm not saying I hate it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying I'm not sure because it's hard to figure out, and we'll figure it out pretty quickly, if Seth Jones still has it in him. And he's going to be a cap hit for 4 or 5 years. If Seth Jones plays great, okay, I love the deal. I'm just not sure. I can't grade it immediately like I did with the Tkachuk trade. That one, it changed the entire franchise. I didn't think at the time it would change the entire franchise. I just love the deal. But now you take a look at it. Yes, unfortunately, Tkachuk is out for a long time now. He might be available come playoff time. We don't know that yet. Bill Zito today was like, we hope to get him back by then. But that was a huge difference maker. That changed everything. The Panthers previously were a talented team. With Tkachuk, they turned into a championship team. Because not only did he bring scoring, he brought attitude. He brought the we're never going to back down type of attitude to this team. So for that one move, being really aggressive and saying we're trading away a fan favorite and a really good player, it paid off. Zito made a heck of a move. But I still question this one. I feel like I'm allowed to. And I think another one is coming. Another big, bold move is coming. Paul Maurice takes the talent that Bill Zito provides him and does his best to get the most out of it. I know Panthers fans will miss yelling Knight during the national anthem. I hope Spencer Knight does very well in Chicago. He's going to get that opportunity. And I really hope Seth Jones does very well for the Florida Panthers, because that's the team I care about. And if he could be that all-star caliber player, this is one heck of a move. Zito's thinking about the Panthers winning a title in back-to-back seasons and even beyond that. But he's trying to win that Stanley Cup yet again this year. And that was so much fun. Have another parade. Have another banner go to the rafters. I think that deal also shows you another vote of confidence for Bob. I mean, how could you not be confident in Bob? Not just for this season, but for the next few years. Like, okay, we're not replacing you anytime soon. You carried us to the cup. You're our guy. I think that's very meaningful. I like the aggression. Whether this works or not, I like the aggression. They're not standing pat. I like that the Panthers and Zito are always looking to be better. I think that's important. It can shape a culture. We'll find out if this move was a good one or not. But like I said, I think there's at least another big one coming, bigger than this. I don't know who the Panthers will have to get rid of. Maybe not a big-time player. I doubt that. That's the last thing they're trying to do right now. They're trying to add, not subtract. Spencer Knight was a backup goaltender. If Bob stays healthy and he's great, I don't mean to be mean about this, but you're getting somebody who you can use big time right now, and you're getting rid of someone who you're not even going to use for the most part. Over time, we will judge Bill Zito based by these trades. Let's say Seth Jones is a disaster. I hope that's not the case. But let's just say this was a really bad trade. People will still say, hey, Bill Zito brought us a championship, but that was a bad deal. And hopefully you don't start to stack up bad deals. I can't think of a bad deal that he's made so far. So if you tell me in Zito we trust right now, I would say, okay, yeah. I mean, I trust him. You look at the Miami Heat and Pat Riley. If you want to do a comparison, Pat, we know what he's done in the past, but over the past few years, his reputation is becoming what's been going on now than what happened 15 years ago. When it would be like, okay, Pat's going to take the player to dinner, drop all of his championship rings on the table, and he's going to woo that player to play for the Heat. That used to work, but right now the reputation is for Pat Riley, no matter what he's done in the past, it doesn't work now. They whiffed on Kevin Durant several times. the Miami Heat were in on other guys and didn't get him. Dame, they didn't get him. So Pat Riley's reputation in South Florida has turned from "in Riley we trust" to "has Riley lost it?" Whether that's fair or not, that seems to be how Pat Riley's reputation in Miami has transformed. And some people are still mad about getting rid of Jimmy. They're blaming Pat. They're not blaming Jimmy Butler. Whether that's the right take or not, I know it's out there. I listen to what people are saying. I see what's being said online. You had to get rid of Jimmy, but it goes back to what happened this past offseason. Speaking of the offseason, I know it's the football offseason, but that doesn't mean we're not talking about the Miami Dolphins and the National Football League. I got some things to say about Cam Ward and the Miami Dolphins as well. I'll get to that in just a moment. Maybe some of you got to the Fountain of Youth Stakes at Gulfstream Park this past Saturday, a couple of days ago. The action continues, and it is strong at Gulfstream Park because it's the championship meet, the Florida Derby. That is just a few weeks away. You can always visit GulfstreamPark.com to see the entire stakes schedule. What I can tell you is they've got live racing at Gulfstream Park right now 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, and it's the championship meet. So the action, it's the best of the best. The best of the entire horse racing world is in Hollandale Beach right now. That means the best horses, the best trainers, the best jockeys, the best of everything. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I enjoy going to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms, get myself a table. You see the track right in front of you. You bet on the action if you want. You got the buffet on the weekend. You could order off of the menu during the week as well. I'm telling you, it's a great time to get on out to Gulfstream Park, especially if you haven't been lately. It's the championship meet, live racing Wednesday through Sunday in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Do you find it funny that somebody can win the combine? Not that there's an award or a medal, but they win the combine with the public opinion, and they never even did anything. They never threw a pass. They didn't participate in any drills. The person that won the combine is Cam Ward. And all he did was speak to teams. The dude is walking away from the NFL combine as the number one quarterback in the draft. Could definitely be the number one overall pick in the draft. And what did he do? He conducted some interviews. He walked through the lobby. And he won the combine. One thought I had as I saw some of these stories that were gushing over Cam Ward, how great he was, his great interview skills. The NFL combine is for what in reality? Maybe it will get some teams to see some players they never thought of because they run a great 40, aka the Raiders. But as far as your skills, Cam Ward, we've all seen what he could do. We saw it for months and months. I think the best part of the combine is the interview because you get to learn a lot more about the character of the player, which of course is very important. Here's something I was thinking about, which is kind of crazy. Not the fact that I was thinking. I think a lot, but if Cam Ward goes on to have the type of NFL career that a lot of people suspect he will, just based on his talent and his attitude and his leadership, if Cam is a great NFL quarterback, you know what some people are going to say in about 10 or 15 years from now? How the heck did the University of Miami not win the ACC or even get to the ACC title game when they had that dude as their QB? Imagine that. It's just wild. We're talking about the number one QB in the draft, almost certainly, and could definitely be the number one overall pick, and the Canes couldn't even get to the ACC title game with him. It's really hard to believe. It stinks because I wish the Canes would have been in the college football playoff. I don't know what they would have been able to do. But still, you've got Cam Ward. The guy's going to be the number one quarterback selected and probably number one overall, and you can't even get to the ACC title game with him. What's going on at the University of Miami? It's frustrating. But for those of you who watch the Combine and you're into the Combine, I hope you enjoyed it. I don't watch the Combine. I'm not into it whatsoever, and I think it's pretty clear why I'm doing okay without being into it, because what am I missing? Cam Ward was the story of the Combine and did nothing. Some of you just want to watch anything football related. Some of you love the schedule release show. We already know who teams are going to play, but now the NFL has this big show with the schedule release. And then teams, they put together this whole production with their schedule. The main point of a schedule release is so you can book a trip. Dolphins fans, they want to know when the Dolphins are going to be playing in Madrid, so you can go ahead and book your flight and your hotel. But an entire TV show about it? And the same thing with the Combine? Football is king. It just goes to show you. The NFL's managed to monetize everything. It's really 24/7. We love football. We used to love basketball in Miami until the Miami Heat just started being meh, like only playing worthy. And now the Miami Heat are hobbled. I still got a couple minutes left. I want to discuss the Heat, and I will next. Football is king, not basketball. And I like saving the Heat for the end when I've only got about a minute or so left of the hour, because talking Heat basketball nowadays, even though they are playing better, they're down some guys now. They're still blowing big leads. And I think when you look at the rest of this Miami Heat season, overall big picture, they're not going to do anything. Best case scenario, they play Cleveland or Boston in the first round. That's a 4 or 5 game series, probably 4. And it's not in Miami's favor. So there's nothing to get excited about right now with the Heat. In Pat, we trust. I just talked about it with Zito. We'll find out this coming offseason, because right now the Heat, they're just meh. That's all the time I got for this Monday. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.